Welcome to Amazing You. I am your host. My name is Dr. Rani Fanakodi. I am a Mars-Venus life and relationship coach. I am a clinical hypnotherapist using rapid transformational therapy. I am also a tarot reader, astrologer, chakra practitioner, and life force compassion practitioner. And today I have the great pleasure to introduce you to the wonderful to the great Rick Ornelas from the States. Rick is the ultimate success coach, best-selling author, and founder of iSpark Change. He helps entrepreneurs flourish personally and professionally by eliminating the roadblocks preventing their success. Rick is also empowers individuals to level up in all areas while expanding social impact and spreading positive change around the world. And Rick also has a podcast, which is called I Spark Change. So welcome to Amazing You, Rick.
Thank you very much, Rani. It's a pleasure to be on your show. I'm really looking forward to it.
Thank you so much for taking your time to talk to the audience. I am really excited to have that conversation with you. I've been waiting for that for a long time. So it's really, really, really great to have you. So let's kick off with the first question. Can you briefly tell us about your journey and all the, because you've done so many great things with your podcast, the book that you've written. So tell us a bit about that journey, how it started up to then, up to now.
Well, my journey, like a lot of others, has had lots of ups and downs. But, you know, for many years, a big chunk of my life, I spent it as a father and you know, provider for my family. I have three daughters who are now all grown, and you know, my wife of 27 years, and so that's really how I would identify myself as, you know, a father, family man, someone who's very focused on family and providing for them. And a lot of that change, well, not that necessarily changed, but a lot of kind of who I was changed in 2020 during the pandemic, as it did for a lot of individuals.
Yes,
because when the quarantine happened and lockdown and everything. And I went into a fearful place and a place that was not very comfortable for me because, you know, I was anxious and afraid of the future and my business had slowed down and I was uncertain with how I was going to, you know, bring in some revenue to provide for my family.
Yeah.
And in that time, I went kind of to that dark and anxious place, and that lasted for a short period of time. And then I realized that I needed to focus on gratitude and focus on helping others. And so that led me to start writing. And so I wrote a couple blog articles about using the time as an opportunity to grow and help others and not focus on yourself.
Yes.
I mean, focus on improving yourself, but really focus on, you know, service and gratitude and everything.
Yes.
And in that writing, it caused me to remember a story, a book that had been in my head for 20 years that I hadn't done anything with.
Okay.
And so then I started writing, you know, this story, which would become my book, and just went down a very spiritual journey of writing and creating iSpark Change and just totally changing, you know, everything about who I am from that point on.
Right. That is wonderful. And tell us a bit more about the book that you've written. You were telling me before the podcast, over the interview. So tell us more about it.
Sure. So the title of the book is 12 Hours of Heaven, Lessons for a Better World.
Okay.
And it's a fictional story that was inspired by an event from back in 2001.
Yes.
But it's a fictional story about an angel that is sent down from heaven, and he finds himself trapped in an elevator with 10 individuals, 10 strangers,
right,
overnight. And so they're trapped overnight and they don't know he's an angel, but they're trapped overnight for 12 hours. And that's why it's titled 12 Hours of Heaven. And during that time, he's able to help each of them with the biggest challenge that they're facing in their lives and teach them a lesson. That's the subtitle, Lessons for a Better World. So a lot of the things that he teaches them are things that I've learned in my journey, you know, over the past 20 plus years of, you know, really since that inspiring event in 01, coming up to when I wrote the book in 2020, those were all things that I had learned about, things that I had to improve in myself. Yeah. And so they're very simple, like practicing gratitude, as I mentioned before, or being present, you know, with the ones that you love.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Right. That is wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much. And reflecting on your life, Rick, what has been for you the most significant challenge that you've encountered? And how did you navigate through it? And what lessons did you learn from overcoming those challenges?
Well, I think we all go through lots of challenges that we don't really know the impact when they happen until later.
Yes.
But the biggest challenges for me, I won't narrow it down to one, but I will say that the biggest challenges for me would be the impact of death, the impact that death has had on my life. From, you know, the passing of my sister who committed suicide in 2004, or moving on to, you know, my father passing away in 2019, who was my, you know, had a long and very fruitful life and died at the age of 96, but he was in many ways my hero. So, you know, those beyond others, I mean, there's been lots of deaths, especially in the past few years, unfortunately, but as you get older, I think there tends to be more death that kind of pops up, but just the impact on how that affects, you know, has affected my life and others. And I think the way I've overcome those is to really learn from that experience and see beauty and see beauty in the lives of those individuals, and then also to see the impact that they had on me, and to honor them by sharing that impact with others. So, as an example, my father, one of the greatest gifts that he taught me was the importance of faith in your life, in family and faith. And, yes. And those are huge cornerstones of who I am, you know, to this day. And they are just so foundational to everything that I do on a daily basis that I'm, you know, I'm so thankful that those are things that he taught me, you know, in the time that we had, you know, in the lifetime that we had, you know, until he passed away. And so, so, you know, you can look at something like that or other traumatic events that I've had, and, you know, they can be, hurtful or harmful or, you know, very depressing. But what I've done is looked for, you know, all the beautiful things that I've taken away from that experience, and that's really helped me.
Yeah, I think this is really very brave of you to open up about that topic of grief. Oh,
thank you.
And sharing that, and I'm sorry for the loss of your loved ones, because losing anybody in our life, it's always a very challenging process to go through, very transformative process. And it's not easy, and it's not easy, because I can relate to you. During the pandemic, the number of relatives that I had who passed away, I couldn't believe it. Every month I had two relatives passing away since the pandemic. Wow. And I, at one point, I couldn't bear it. I said, wow, that's a lot. It's like when I go back home, it's like life is so different, you know, after the pandemic. Because some were young, some were about my age, some were a bit older, but whatever ages that the people that we lose in our life, it is, it always has an impact on us in some way or another. And grief is not many people talk about it. And I am really happy that you mention it today, because grief, we need, it's important to share it. And also, like you said, see how we, what is it that we learn from those moments that we had with these people, and to carry their legacy and do something great about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that would give us hope, that would keep us uplifted to keep moving forward, because life goes on. Life doesn't go backwards, life just only goes forward. So we have to keep their memories and the great times. And I think at those, after experiencing those grief, like for me too, it was a great learning experience that helped me to appreciate people more in my life. And appreciate the now more, because every day I realize this moment I am talking to you, Rick, I'm not going to collect it. I'm not going to have it again tomorrow. It's so precious this time.
Yeah.
And tomorrow it's this moment of today is going to be in the past in 30 minutes from now. So
yeah, yes. Yeah, it's so true. It's so true.
It is absolutely, like I had a client who was telling me it, and I want to share that to the audience, because we have to really be in the present and enjoy every minute, I mean, every second of our time, because we won't get it back. And I had a client, and she asked me, because I do hypnotherapy and she listened to the audio, she said, I miss a few days. I say, can you collect it? Can you go back and do it again? Because it's gone, you know? Mm-hmm. I told her, you can only do it from now. Look at the now and keep moving forward now. You can't collect what is gone. So do what you can now and keep moving forward. So I think grief is always a transformative experience, and we have to be kind to ourselves in those moments, because it's very challenging times, and go through the process. And I think having supportive people around who can understand us, I think it's, that helps in the healing journey, because it is a healing journey when you grieve.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It is a healing journey. You are healing, you are letting go, you have to let go, you have to look at yourself again, and it is a healing journey. Yeah, life is a journey of healing who we are and discovering who we are. Yeah,
so much so. So much so. And that's why, if we can take some learning from all experiences, whether they're, you know, quote unquote, good or bad, then, you know, that's how we can truly grow. And then that helps us to be present in those actual experiences like you talked about.
Over the course of our evolution, there's been a disconnection. A disconnection from a natural and wholesome diet. We need to put back the good into our nutrition. That's why Juice Plus created the Omega Blend to contribute to your daily nutrition. A rich and unique blend that combines the best omega sources nature has to offer. Like sea buckthorn, a golden berry that grows under the harshest conditions, braves the elements to become a resilient fruit, and a powerful source for omega-7, with one of the highest omega-7 potency of any known plant source. Or pomegranate, with a seed oil that is so abundant in omega-5 fatty acids that it has been valued and traditionally used for centuries. And microalgae, one of the Earth's oldest plant organisms. Invisible to the naked eye, but powerful and filled with omega-3 fatty acids to maintain your normal function of the heart, brain, and vision. Provided by nature, our Omega Blend is carefully selected from algae, fruit, and seed oils to give your body a wider spectrum of nutrients it needs like the omega fatty acids 3, 5, 6, 7, and 9 in just one capsule. Juice plus Omega Blend. Real nutrition. Real simple.
And can you please share with us who is the person who influenced you the most and how has that person shaped your perspective or decisions?
Well, I can answer the spiritual way or I can answer the personal way. The spiritual way.
Both.
Yeah, the spiritual way would be God, because as I said, my faith is so, you know, so important. So, you know, I think that he influences me all the time, right? I mean, on a constant basis, you know, if I allow him in and, you know, allow myself to be open, then, you know, I think we're able to, yes, to feel that influence. So, you know, that'd be first and foremost. And then secondly, I would say that, my wife, Tanya, because we've been married for 27 years and we've been together for 30 now since we met, and that's more than half of our lives, and in that time she's helped me grow immensely, you know, as an individual, as a partner, as a father, as a provider, you know, as someone that, you know, taught me how to love in different ways and how to forgive and how to, understand others and grow. Yeah. And so, I mean, it's an easy answer because he's just had the biggest impact on, you know, on who I am as a person.
Thank you. That's great. That's beautiful. And congratulations for this long married life together. I think it's,
thank you.
I think it's worth celebrating, and because nowadays commitment means different things to different people. You know, it's like having been together on that journey, I think sharing the good and the bad, I think that makes the couple stronger.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yes, 100%.
Yeah. Thank you, Rick. And is there a particular quote or mantra that has served you as a source of support or guidance during the challenging times?
Yeah, it's really focusing on what I what is my purpose, what my purpose is in life. And that's to love and to give and to serve.
Yeah.
And that's what I live by. And I didn't always know that. I didn't always know that was my purpose. And, you know, while I may have done all those things and to some capacity, I didn't really feel that that's why I was here on earth.
Yes.
And that came, you know, I had to realize that, you know, probably in the last maybe 5-6 years where I had to realize that, you know, that is my true purpose. And then it was really solidified, you know, in 2020 when I was writing everything that's my purpose. And that's been kind of my guiding star, if you will, you know, in everything I do, whether it's challenging or anything I do in work or business or, you know, personal life.
Yeah. And while you were saying that, I'll ask you a question, which is not one that I've planned. You were talking about finding your purpose. And I know so many people these days are searching for their purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us how you found your purpose?
Well, the first thing I'll say, Ronnie, is that I used to think that was something that you had to find, right? Like that you're on this journey and that it's, you know, it's the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, so to speak. And what I came to realize a few years back is that that's not really the case, that I don't believe that that's the case, is that I believe it's something that we have to create every day, that we have to go and create and live it every day. And that's how we, in essence, find it, is by creating that purpose and really embodying it in everything that we do and in every, you know, part of who we are. And so for me, how I created it, I guess, is by figuring out what was important to me. What were the, what at my heart, at my core, were the important things that I wanted to live by, that when I leave this world, that I want others to remember me by, you know, that they could, something they could write on my tombstone or something that they could share in my eulogy, as, you know, that things that I represented, right? That I represented, that I stood for. And that's where I said, oh, it's love. It's to give, it's to serve. And then I started out when I said, okay, I think that's what it is. I think that's what it is. And then someone one of my mentors or coaches, he had said something about, you know, how his purpose, he wore it on a bracelet, right? He wore it on a bracelet. So I said, okay, so I go online and I order this little bracelet and I started wearing it that way. And then I, you know, that I would start it. And this is probably around 2017. So like 7 years ago. And then I started to say, okay, well, all right, this is more important. And the more I showed it to myself by having that brace on, showed it and said, hey, this is what you're going to do. This is how, what you're going to create every day. Then that, in essence, like motivated me to live it, motivated me to embody it and to make it a part of who I am. Yeah. And then I, you know, it wasn't, you know, I didn't need the bracelet or anything. I didn't need that reminder because it became a part of who I am. And that's what I would say to anyone. People always ask me that question. Always. I've been on, you know, 100 interviews and people ask me that question all the time. You know, how does someone find their purpose? And I was like, well, you don't find it at all. You go out and create it and you figure out what's in your heart, what's in your soul, what's going to drive you and then create that.
Definitely. I agree with you because the purpose we don't look for it because it is in us, but it's only when we start to look within us, our inner treasures, it's not in the outer world, the purpose, you know, it's not like we go here and there, but when, like you said, when we focus on our heart, on our desires and listen, take the time to listen to what our heart is telling us, to what we are passionate about, and that's where we find the purpose, find us.
Yeah, exactly. It's not external. It's all internal. And that's where most people miss the boat, is they think that it's external. You know, they have to go find it somewhere. It's like, nope, you just got to go inside.
Yes, it is all inside. And as you go deeper within yourself, that's where you will discover your treasures, your purpose, your gifts, your talents, your abilities, everything. Yes.
Yeah, so much.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Rick.
Yeah, my pleasure. Hopefully that helps, you know, that sparks something for someone that's listening or viewing, that, you know, that helps them.
I am sure it will, because I have heard so many people these days at this point of time, they are looking for their purpose. They are looking for something meaningful that gives them a sense of joy, a sense of passion, bring their passion back. So I think it will definitely help many people. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
And I know you read a lot. You've been on that journey, and reading is so life-changing because knowledge is power. And could you share with us a few books that have deeply impacted you?
And sure.
Yes, and if you can explain why they have had such a significant influence on you, Rick.
I'd say one would be the book Mindset by Carol Dweck. Okay. And Mindset is, she's a Stanford researcher. And for those who aren't familiar with her work, it explains, you know, how some individuals have a fixed mindset and some have a growth mindset, and the difference, and, you know, what, you know, motivates different individuals, it kind of intrinsic versus extrinsic. And it was, it's so fundamental for, I would say, for anyone in life, whether you're a parent or in business or, you know, a coach or just, you know, whomever you are, that you can, I've taken things that I've learned in there and I use them in work. I've used them for hiring people. I've used them in parenting. I've used them in, you know, in my relationship with my wife and you know, other family members. I mean, so many different places. So that would probably, that I'd say probably has the biggest impact. And I've referred it, you know, recommended it to so many individuals. Another one would be The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy, which talks about how small, seemingly insignificant actions that we take, that they have a compound effect, and those lead to big results. So, you know, for example, you just do one small, let's say if you're writing, right, if you're writing a book, right, you write one page a day, and then in, you know, 300 days, you will have written a 300, you know, page novel, right? So it can add up to something great, just those small, you know, those small things. And and that came at a really good time for me when I read that, that it was very beneficial for just a lot of things that I was doing, goals and everything. And then the last one, and this isn't, I'll say this just not to be self-serving, but is my own book, just because of the impact it had on me. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, in all honesty, writing that book probably had the biggest impact on who I am, more so than anything I've ever read, you know, even, you know, Mindset or what I mentioned. But in terms of, you know, reading, those would have been the two, but writing that one had the biggest impact just on who I am as an individual and my growth as an individual.
Yes, thank you so much, Rick. And when you said that your book has had a great impact on you, can you elaborate a bit more in what ways it had a big impact on you?
Sure. It really, it caused me to, when we were talking about that, creating that purpose, it really caused me to really examine who I was internally. So all aspects of who I am, not just on some surface level, or and really to go deeper and, you know, more of that soulful spiritual level, and become better and just become a better individual, and then practice the things that I was preaching, so to speak. So practice, you know, being present, or practice gratitude. And these were things that I was working on, but they went to entirely different levels after, you know, I had written about them and went through that journey. So it just made me a better human being.
Yes.
To sum it all up.
Thank you so much, Rich. Rick, I asked you that because I know how transforming is when you write a book or even a book chapter, because like you said, it helps you to find some parts of you that were hidden that you discover in that, because you are going much, much deeper. And it can be very healing, a healing journey for so many people. And I heard it. So many people have used it as part of their healing journey, because it have helped them to express things that they've suppressed for years. So it has, it is very life transforming. That's why I wanted you to share your perspective on that, so that the audience understands that how writing is important. You know, it's like reading is great, but putting what is inside our heart on paper, it is also very, very therapeutic, very healing, very transformative for mm-hmm. each one of us. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a way to get things out, you know, for one person will be writing, for another person it might be music or performing or dance or painting and it's just a way to get all those feelings, those emotions, you know, that traumas, I mean, to get all of that out.
Yes. And I can relate to that because when I shared on two different books, I shared my chapters on two different stories. And for me, sharing those stories were like the first time I was expressing myself. You know, I couldn't express it in verbally, but I could express it in writing. And it was such a relief to be able to express what have been suppressed for so long. Yeah. And when I've done that, I have received messages from people who told me, I can relate to your story, but I am not ready to share it. So they are still holding on to their stories. And they say that is helping them now that they know that they can one day open up to, you know?
Yep. Yeah. I've heard similar stories and that's that was my hope is that, I even wrote about that in the introduction of my book, is that my hope was that it would help others in the way it had helped me, you know, to heal and grow and learn.
I completely agree with that because when we share our stories, it's so important to share because it will help somebody somewhere who is not finding who is not in that position yet to share, so that they get the courage to help themselves and to share. So that's great. Yes. And you talk also about mindset. You talk about there's so much golden nuggets in every word, every sentence that you say.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. It's very, it's great connecting with you. It's great to find that kind of connection with the speakers.
And thank you.
You are welcome. And you talk about mindset and you talk about the book about mindset. And how mindset is everything in life, you know? It impacts mm-hmm. Like you said, our relationship, friendship, impact our own life because the thoughts are extremely important because the thoughts we create the emotions and create our actions.
Yep.
Depending on the thoughts in our mind, it can change our life completely. If we are thinking negative, it will take us on a downward spiral path. But if we think positive, even in a challenging times, it changes our emotions, how we feel, and it also changes how we react, how we do things, it impacts our behavior. So mindset is everything in life. I do agree. Relate to that. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's a great book. Thank you for sharing those wonderful books to the audience.
Yeah, my pleasure.
And could you give us an overview of the great endeavors, such as your coaching? You talk about you are a best-selling author, about your podcast, and the other things that you do, Rick.
My work has a few different arms to it, or legs, I guess, depending on the analogy you're using. But the biggest part would be my coaching, because I ultimate success coaching, which is a cross between, you know, coaching individuals, and a lot of the people that I work with are business owners, entrepreneurs, and so it helps them to grow their business. But I don't term it necessarily business coaching, because so much of it is about improving the person. You improve the person and then they can grow, and then that can help them grow in other ways and grow their business and everything. So I do a lot of, I've done coaching in groups, individuals. I do a lot of coaching there with individuals that way. And then my writing, I do write. I'm working on a follow-up to 12 Hours of Heaven. It's going a much slower than the first one. Right. But I do write. And then I write for, you know, different websites here and there and different articles.
Yes.
And then iSpark Change is, you know, our global organization. We have a community on social media. We have a very active Instagram. We also have the podcast, the iSpark Change podcast, which is on all platforms. And that's a place to where I interview people that are impacting the world positively. So all different types of individuals. I've had individuals that that are just impacting one other person, or in a small community, all the way to I had someone that has impacted 10 billion people with leading a global organization that feeds the hungry. And so I've had all different types of impact individuals and impact on there. And with iSpark Change, we're building the what will become the world's first social impact social media platform. So right now it's community on social media. It will evolve into that that social impact social media platform. And we're working on that. It just takes time. And we'll have a lot of growth for 2024.
Wow, that is very exciting. The book and the social media platform, while a lot to keep you very busy in the coaching. Yes. Yeah. And how can people reach out to you, Rick, or learn more about your work? Would you please tell us?
The best place is at isparkchange.com. So the letter I and then sparkchange.com. There they can find out more. They can sign up for a newsletter where we send it out just once a month, and no spam or anything, just once a month. It actually went out today with information on our social impact heroes, as we call them, our spotlights, people that are doing incredible things, and then on what's going on with us. And then I provide tips and articles that can help anyone. I wrote one last month about gratitude. This month was about writing an annual vision. So different things that can help anyone that reads it. And then also, as I said, we have an active social media, very active Instagram, where we have daily inspirational and motivational content there. So that's those are the best places. And they can go to, isparkchange.com or even rickornellis.com. And, if anyone's interested in finding more about me or speaking or anything.
That's great. Thank you so much. We'll have your link appearing below, so then people can contact you. Rick, it's been such a pleasure listening to the golden nuggets, to all that you've shared with us, and for you to open your heart and to be vulnerable to talk about grief, because a lot of people are not ready to do that. So I really appreciate that you open your heart to us, to the audience, and to me. And I wish you a lot of success in 2024 and for the great things that are waiting for you, because I believe that the best is yet to come.
Thank you so much, Ronnie.
You're most welcome, Rick. And I would say thank you to the audience for watching, listening, sharing, and subscribing. And I will see you all very soon. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.